All right. So you've had a little break, had a little something to eat, thought a little bit, felt a little bit, experienced the float, experienced the void, and here you are. As we mentioned before, those selves that we were discussing are only major representatives of some of the filters, the most prominent limiting filters that you have been seeing your life through. These filters themselves, arranged with your universe to bring you your impetus, your stimulus for growth, which in the past has always been your commission of challenge, or the challenge du jour, right? You can always change your focus, change your focus of challenge. And as we are mentioning before, you're moving into a new level of being. You're ready to take a leap. We've been talking about the process of emergence for a while, coming out of the darkness, coming out of the chaos, to emerge triumphant, to emerge your light, your love, to radiate your truth, to radiate who you are, the divine self flowing through everything that you do in your life, through every thought, through every feeling, through every action. And that, as you step into this new identity, an identification unfolding, expanding with that where you are heading and going, rather than what you have been working with in the past, where you have been, who you have been, with whom you have been, you're going to encounter the opportunity as well to shift your very strategies of life, to shift your perspectives. Now, admittedly, you're not going to be able to take every filter off. You could not stand it. If you did, it would overwhelm you. It would blind you with the light of your own being. You know, if you were to stand and stare at the sun, you can blind yourself. If you were to stare at your true self, the light is equivalent to 9 of these suns. You could not handle it. It would burn too much. It'd be too painful. So you put on a filter. But this filter is empowering. This filter is loving. Yes, it's going to have its limits. You may not find them for a while, because it opens you to seemingly infinite possibility. It seems to enable you to feel free. There'll be a sense of safety with it, not a protection, defense kind of safety, but a sense of peace and trust kind of safety. A safety of being. This is the identity you're moving towards, is to put on a filter that enables you to really function in mastery, to be able to tap into the inner harmony and peace within you, to feel the union within you. And these selves that have been fighting, have been in turbulence, who've been getting themselves in trouble, so to speak, and then you have to come and try to fix it all. The ones that have tried to manipulate you, harass you, push you, drive you, embarrass you, sabotage you, With all that gone, you'll feel a strength in your inner unity. There's a union of energies. And the union of energies is of the positive attributes, the positive qualities. Now, we have had a dear one express concern, but if I, you know, take my child self and give my child self everything it wants, then I will lose my connection with my child self. In a sense, she was attached to her wounded child. She had someone to nurture, to love, to take care of. Someone to provide for her the positive aspects of child when she went and played with it. And she was afraid she would lose her connection to this marvelous, precious child. But dear ones, when you release the pain, the conflict, the limitation of any of these six major selves, you will find that the positives will integrate into you. You will be able to experience your inner child as part of your naturalness, as part of your nature. Because you see, the positive attributes of these parts of yourself, of these aspects of yourself, is what is natural to you as a spiritual being. These are much more in harmony with who you are than the limitation or the wounded parts. This is part of what you came to heal of yourself, within yourself, and also to help heal in the resonance of the whole energy field of your world. You wanted to gift this to the world as well as to yourself. You wanted to complete your journey so that you could go home, or actually, technically speaking, being correct, it's to return home. Return to the divine bliss, the union of the divine. Having grown as an individual spark of consciousness, to merge with the divine, to merge with the union of divine, not to lose your individualness, but let that individualness, in its greatest glory, to shine its greatest light, to be the most beautiful spark of light that you can be. And in that home, you experience the qualities of your divinity naturally, effortlessly, beautifully. The qualities of your divinity, as we mentioned before, to love, to create, and to grow, expand. And you're going to bring that home, or a sense of that home, anchoring it in you as your path, as your directional. Not the plan of your young adult, which has been driving you so far. And it's not a plan either. There's no achievement to be made. It is simply a pathway of light for you to experience more and more of your divine self. At the other end of that is home. At least that's how you perceive it now. But home is not the end. There's always more. Growth is infinite because God, Goddess, all that is growing. Because of you. It's natural. The child, the inner child, the positive qualities of your inner child. You want them integrated into your life. You want a sense of wonder, of playfulness, to laugh at the strange and puzzling and bewildering sometimes weirdness of life. Have you ever noticed children that are healthy, happy children? They giggle, they laugh, they explore, they have a good time. They're not afraid. They feel secure. How would that feel inside you instead of the old child self filters that have snagged you? To feel that fun and playfulness, the curiosity, the exploration. And if you notice children, they don't have a long attention span. So it's just to touch something and experience it, and then touch something else and experience it. Always, always touching the new, exploring, touching, touching, exploring, exploring. You like that. You enjoy it. Why not have it as part of you, an adult? Not an irresponsible part at all, but a joyous celebration part. Then the young adolescent, not yet understanding responsibility and maturity, but yet at the same time the adolescent is capable, because of its enhanced capacity to focus. If you see it naturally, the way it supposedly naturally unfolds. Now, we're not talking about people with attention deficit disorder. That's a whole another ball game. We're not going to get into the healing of that. But those of you who have experienced the normal progression, you notice that in adolescence you start to get interests. You start to focus on things that really absorb you. You think about them. You get involved with them. You can get a passion for something. You can get really strongly involved in an interest. Yes, you explore it. And then when you find something, yeah, I want to know more. You go into depth. You learn about it. That's fun. You can achieve a tremendous sense of mastery. Look at athletes. Passionate about their sport. It's in their teenage years they step into mastery, and by the late teens they may be the champions at Wimbledon, or they may be the champions on the field at the Olympics. Or sometimes the prodigy of the violin or the piano or something. You can see that there is a tremendous capacity to focus and bring about a love, a passion, to bring a mastery about, to master a skill that is so intriguing, to be in love with a certain life, a passion, a sensuality, a physical joy of dancing, moving. You want that in your life. You want that flexibility. Most of you have had so much flexibility in your body as an adolescent. You love that. You love the way energy moves. You love to move with it. You can feel your bodies if you haven't shut down. Some who are wounded shut down their physicalness. Amazing. The adolescent within you is curious and engaged and will seek to go delve deeper. Centuries ago, the great mystery schools, they were built by adolescents because people didn't have long lifespans. If you lived about 40, hey, you're lucky. That's pretty good. That's an elder for you. Oh, you're way over the hill. You know, after about 25 or 26. So as in your youth at that time, there was not that much information available like there is now. The adolescents were the ones who ascended to the peak, and they became the teachers and the leaders in their 20s. You're very capable of going to very high levels of creativity and creative expression. So the most amazing amounts of creativity flow through the adolescent. You want to have that. The applied creativity, drawing, painting, music, but also understanding how to organize things or how to put this and that together in unique ways. You have gifts and talents that show up in your inner adolescent that you can develop any time in your life. The young adult has the most amazing capacity to envision, to imagine, to dream. The young adult has the capacity to see the broad, huge picture, to see the scope, the potential of the impact of something. Oh yeah, if it's put into a plan and you and have the slave driver going on you at it, it then becomes laborious in the sense it becomes high stress. Yes, there are a lot of people out there who are very successful in their occupations. The slave driver, having done a very successful job with them, they're workaholics. They work 60, 80 more an hours a week. But they can be passionate about what they're doing. They're excited about what they're doing. They're doing great things, but they just are doing it to almost to the exclusion of other people. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is what underlies it, the incredible imagination. It is also a time of maturity of your psychic awareness. You can be so aware. You can be so wise. Even in your 20s. Not that this culture that those of you who've grown up in have been encouraged to mature truly. Because your culture, the American culture in particular we're talking about, is an adolescent culture moving into and has moved into only in the past 15, 20 years into a kind of a young adult culture. But it still has on the blinders of the young adult. It still has on the idea that you've got to achieve things. The American dream is about getting things, and then you'll finally be happy to achieve, and then finally you'll get whatever you need. A lot of the motivation is to go beyond, to lift beyond the shame, the pain, the sense of failure, fear of failure, to get so far removed from it that nothing can pull you down, nothing can drag you down. But that's the dysfunctional young adult. If you don't have that sense of inadequacy or that sense of weakness or that sense of vulnerable places within you that you feel you must protect at all costs, think of what you can dream and think of what you can imagine. Now, the young adult doesn't want to put it into action. So when the young adult merges into you, when you heal the young adult, you're off plan. There's no more plan. You're free of the plan. You're free of the slave driver. But what you will find is you will always have this incredible visionary capacity. Always capable of dreaming and envisioning. And on a grand scale as well. To see the large picture. And as these three selves heal, so do their partners. The child's partner, the internalized parent, instead of being critical and making sure that you follow rules and regs, behave. Instead, it becomes apparent energy within you of taking care of yourself, of supporting you. You know, a positive parent will support their child. If the child has a certain talent or gift or interest and wants to go for it, the parent that is really loving say, oh, great, the child loves to draw. Let's give her an art class. Or look, he is so good at throwing that ball. Let's let him get a team going. Let's give him a nice glove and he can play, you know, baseball, etc. Whatever it is. Doesn't have to be sports or music or art or something like that, but anything. The parents will support a child to grow and learn. You'll support yourself. You'll give yourself encouragement. And you won't judge every little failure you make along the way, because actually a whole part of learning is to learn not just by successes, but making mistakes. You learn as much by your mistakes as you do by your successes. The thing is that in your culture, through the filters of the negative side of you, you always have to look at the failures and mistakes first. And yet, at the same time, when you actually integrate the internal parent into you, you will not judge yourself for any failures. You'll say, oh, okay. What went on there? Let me see what it is, and back to the drawing board. There would be a sense of optimism, a sense of willingness and enthusiasm, because it's part of the process. It's part of the growth. There's no shame in making a mistake. And also, when you have a success, you can learn from that. You can leverage that even more. Rather than saying, yay, a success. Okay, now back to the drawing board. We got to do better. Which is, of course, bringing in your slave driver to finish the work that your slave driver thinks, well, the parent is not doing enough. I better get in there. We got to get more achievement here. We cannot allow any failures, too humiliating, too scary, too threatening. Your approach to success and failure will be very different. Even starting with the child-parent dynamic, it'll be more apparent even as you work with the social ego, and it transforms itself to a healthy ego. We're just going to call it positive, healthy ego. As the dear one asked us earlier, and we talked about earlier, here is where healthy boundaries are laid. A healthy ego has healthy boundaries. Now, these boundaries are delineated and defined by what is appropriate and natural by temperament of the person. It is in the free, true, healthy adolescent you discover your temperament. You discover the ways of you. You discover what works best for you, how you work best, how you learn best, how you create best. The healthy ego will support that and make sure that you have what you need and not let other people come and drain energy from you. They will help. Healthy boundaries will be there. You will not compare yourself to other people or compare yourself to those who are more successful or less successful. You will not look to others at all as your reference points. You see, when you're a child, you look to your parents as reference points. And some of you, even after you grow up, and you're even in your 30s, 40s, or even beyond, may find that your parents their interaction with your parents will show you how far you've grown. Oh, look, I had an interaction with my parents and I didn't go into shame and I didn't get all upset and bent out of shape and feel guilty or, wow. You know, my parents, they are showing me because they are the bottom line and I'm going to see where I am to that. They're the reference point. Any comparison with them and I know where I stand. A healthy ego does not look outside of you for any reference points. How successful am I? Well, I'm in an industry in which the top of success is this and failure is that. Well, now where do I fit? In the middle somewhere? I need to be as successful as this person in order to feel secure or whatever it is. Using other people as a reference point doesn't work. So a healthy ego will use you. You will be the reference point. What you feel, what you know about yourself, discovering you. And these healthy boundaries that you set, not only will they not allow you to be taken advantage of emotionally, energetically, but these healthy boundaries allow you to know how to be respectful of yourself and of others, how to understand other people's boundaries and not keep stomping on theirs. It enables you to have relationships in a loving, respectful, and egalitarian way. Until you have a healthy ego, you may find it very difficult to deal with people, either individually or in crowds. We've known people who say, well, an individual I can handle, but a crowd I can't take. That's an ego boundary that needs to be healthy, needs to be set so that you can feel totally free and comfortable to be yourself, regardless of who you're with, where you're with, or what you feel you are doing, what purpose you feel you are doing there. Can you imagine feeling comfortable in your emotional body all day long, regardless of who you're interacting with? Those of you who have found this, who have experienced this, that you no longer fear the judgment and disapproval of your peers, you'll find that you lift out of that system. We give as an example what happened to dear Daniel. He dealt with a lot of shame issues. And one of the shame issues that men are, installed with in the culture is the pecking order concept, in which you have to find a high place in a pecking order. You have to know where you stand in the pecking order, who's above and who's below. Can you make one up? Can you be one up so you can function higher on the pecking order? And the high ones on the pecking order, they are the successes. They cannot be humiliated as much. They're the more powerful ones. They can ridicule. They can manipulate. They can control. They can dominate others. High on the pecking order. Well, it's very painful. A painful place for males to be. Few females go through this as well. So in the social dynamics. Well, when Daniel released this whole engagement, this whole involvement with the male pecking order, it gave him this incredible sense of freedom. And with freedom, you can expand your boundaries and feel safe and free. And he felt safe and free. And so for a couple of weeks afterwards, after he did that release, he would be walking into a store like Target or something, and a man would come out and we'd be going by, just another customer, and he'd look over and he'd smile and say, hello. Or men would just go acknowledge and little wave, strangers. He had no clue what they were, but he was getting acknowledgement from men. He was outside the pecking order. The universe said, hey, you know, you're free of this stuff now. You don't have to worry how they see you or where you fit in the pecking order with them. Are you better than them or not? It's good. Got to know where so you can fix yourself. No, the freedom to be you, wherever you want to be at. So who cares where they're at? That's what where they want to be. The healthy boundaries of the adolescent ego, the positive ego, installed in you, can free you in all relationships, social, personal, intimate, love, business, everywhere. And free you to create and explore and go for your interests. Feeling safe and comfortable. As you go into the young adult, the slave driver also shifts. There is a positive side to the slave driver, which it is really difficult for most people to even imagine. The slave driver changes. They don't become a driver at all. They become much more what you would call, in a sense, a helpful spirit guide. The one who gently reminds you of where, what your intentions are. What are you choosing? And in a sense, will bring to you opportunities. Now, the young adult, in its natural positive state, can trigger a magic to open doors of opportunities and possibilities. The supply is endless. This is a reality that has every possibility infinitely available in it. Possibilities from all spectrum, negative to positive, dark to light. You've got the whole range. And the slave driver, transformed, can be a helper, can be a guide, can remind you of your truth. And they don't do it by pushing you to achieve material things, but they remind you of who you are becoming. They remind you of who you wish to be. You know, there was this whole thing that went around in the Christian community. It's like, well, what would Jesus do here? Right? Well, of course, when you were doing it from the twisted adolescent and the limited young adult, it becomes quite funny. Because it really just becomes more of the slave driver or more of the internal parent or more of the social ego. People assume, okay, well, let's assume what Jesus would do. Well, Jesus, in his adolescence, had his self-realization. He knew that he was divine. As the young adult, he was able to transform himself into a universal being of light. So what would Jesus do? How can anyone with a filter of the child, adolescent, young adult of the past have any clue? They can't see that far. They can't imagine. They can't stretch that far. But we ask you, when you step into a greater positive young adult and dream and imagine, and the slave driver shifts into that which helps you, that guide which helps you. You can ask, what would the enlightened, self-realized person do? And you will get a sense of the orientation that's outside the box, that's connected to a new future, to a new reality that you're dreaming. A connection to your divine nature. Now, when these three are healed, the young adult, the adolescent, and the child, and their partners are healed, all the conflicts, the craziness ends, the peace begins. They integrate. They're one part of the spiritual adult is the integrated form. That's the spiritual adult from the position of, from the past healed, bringing you current to your present. It brings you present. You become present. You think clearly. You feel cleanly. You know what's going on. And if you don't, no big deal. You trust that it's unfolding. You can use your curiosity and your imagination. You can dream. And if things open up and possibilities open up that are different, and you think, wow, that's better than I even was thinking over here, you can go wherever you like. And you have support. But the other important part of the spiritual adult is not only the integrated past, but the integrated future, which you have not been trained to utilize, nor have you been trained at all to identify with. Because when the old selves are healed and they integrate in you, you have to, you must create a new story, a new identity. You cannot identify with the weakling anymore. Everything that you thought was negative and dark and pleasant and horrible, if you just wrote it out, made a list, a column of everything, just made a column, you know, just write it down the page, you would find that you could go over here and make another column, and this column could be the transformed meaning of the first column. You would be amazed. You would be amazed at how positive your spiritual life could be, how powerful you can be, so that when you are faced with any challenge, your response to the challenge is clean, mature, spiritual, truly. Because the spiritual response is you being connected with your divinity. That's the spiritual response. The young adult has given you a spiritual response, which is, okay, let me step above it, right? Or let me rationalize it. Or let me understand it all and figure it out. You don't need to do that from that perspective. The wisdom that you have will enable you to explore it, to utilize it, to make a benefit of anything that happens to you. But frankly, dear ones, when the old selves are healed, your commission of challenge turns positive too. You're challenged by your successes. You're challenged by the magic and the miracles that have come to you. You're challenged by the openings of the opportunities and possibilities. And some of you find thinking about your future and figuring it out and what to do about it and dreaming about it and so on, you find that sometimes more challenging even than the past. Some of you are very terrified of success. Not just failure, Some of you are terrified of love. So your perspective of the future, without all these fears, without all this twistedness, without all of this distortion, will, in a sense, bring you different realities to play with than what you've been getting. Your identity will be, I am one of those people or whom magic, positive magic, just happens all the time. That's just the way my life is. It's natural. It's natural. I get to touch people and love people and be with them and feel their love. And, oh, it's fantastic. I get to create and have a fabulous time do it. And not worrying about how much I'm achieving with it. I'm letting it be part of the process. There was a successful novelist that pointed out that when she wrote, that she didn't know what the characters were going to do. She didn't have the plot all designed out all the way to the end of the book. She got in there, built the characters, and went and lived with them. And they told the story. And she got totally fascinated, wrapped up in this world with her characters. They became so real. She let them write the story. Became bestseller. What an act of beauty in that creation. She could have done it as a young adult, writing out the plot, struggling chapter after chapter to figure this out and work out this plot detail and figure that and the way it goes to this and that and the other, you know, and make sure it stays to the plot and get this, you know, get the movement here and get the expansion there and get the big, you know, the big climax. That's, what is it, about 3/4 of the way through the book, and then wrap all the, tie off the loose ends and get the characters to do this and make sure the characters are consistent and blah, 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 blah. It could be a big piece of work. Could be hard. Some people have novels that go on for years and years and years. They can't seem to finish them because their slave drivers making them do it. And they keep crashing. They keep wearing out. The creative person that just burns out. But what about a creative person infused with passion, curiosity, creativity, and vision? Energy, power, celebration. That's the spiritual adult. And the spiritual adult always expanding. Expanding the identity of who he or she is. Always expanding. Always becoming more spiritual, more divine. Always seeking greater wisdom, greater divinity. Not as the seeker seeking to find the rules, seeking to find how to do it better and better with an agenda tagged on the end of it. But just to experience greater and greater bliss. When people have an experience of great bliss, great spiritual insight and bliss, for many people, this only happens rarely, maybe once. For some people, it doesn't happen at all. So if you have one of these incredible transcendent experiences, this can drive the rest of your life. Mother Teresa had phenomenal experiences briefly, where she was connected to the love of Jesus, the passion of the Christ, where she felt her calling, and then it was gone. And she spent the rest of her life looking for it again and not finding it. The spiritual adult will find that more and more these circumstances, these transcendences, these extraordinary insights, experiences, and upliftments, these points of ecstasy, these great turning points, these great expansions happen more and more. To such a point that it's not life-shattering, life-changing, huge, but it is part of the beginning of the next phase of joy and happiness. The second part of that identity is the future self. That's the you in the future that you choose to be. You have many futures. In fact, from this point of the now, you have pretty much an infinite number of futures available to you as possibility. According to your inclinations, your beliefs, your what you think are your possibilities, you'll narrow it down to what are more than just possibilities. One of these could become a real true probability, or maybe two or three of them. And you keep narrowing it down until you get to the one that's most likely. And unfortunately, the way that that works for most people in the old school is that most likely future is the one that is the extension of and reflection of the past. It's just the past. Okay, we're just going to, well, while we're not looking, we're just going to bring the past over here to the future. How about that? See, you don't have to worry about creating a new future. You could just go back and repeat the past. It's just going to look different. You've been doing that already. How about if you get a future self that is the integrated self of union, healed of the past, identifying with the divine being that you are and with the self that you were, are, who decided to come to physical manifestation and do this whole loop of birth and death, and do your celebration, do your growth, explore self-realization in the physical plane environment and experience all the interesting, fascinating stuff physical plane provides. Really, it's so interesting that there's so many millions and billions of souls are so curious as to feel what the senses feel like. Ah, is that just the most amazing? To feel the down and dirty, rich, sensual. Ugh. Whoa! What an experience! It's intense! You thought it was really cool yourself. It's like a really good orgasm. You all want it, right? It was like when you came to physical plane. Oh, I'm going to get a really good orgasm. Yeah. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel love and I'm in my body. I'm going to feel pain. I'm going to feel celebration. I'm going to feel sex. I'm going to feel all sorts of good, juicy things in my body. Well, you did. You have. You are. Your future self, though, that you want to work with, the one that you want to link your identity with is the one that is the future of the healed selves and is in alignment with, indeed, with its future, which is the one who returns in triumph home. Two selves in your future. Two selves give you that connection, that path of light, that path of light that leads you to greater joy and bliss and healing and love and all sorts of great things. So, as a spiritual adult, in the now, integrated, how are you going to deal with life? How is it going to apply? And what is that future self going to do that's different? And what is that self that goes home to the greatness of the divine? What's that going to be like? What we'd like to do is to introduce it to you, in a sense, through a experience of relaxation. So we're going to do it in a little meditation. So let yourself get comfortable. And let yourself just settle in and nestle into a nice, comfortable place, or as comfortable as your body can be, in a place where you can be in this position without moving about. And just kind of draw a curtain of privacy around you. In a sense, just close your eyes and just let yourself go deeper inside. Yeah. Now what we're going to ask of you is for you to think of your most current commission of challenge circumstance. What are you challenging yourself most with right now? Or if you don't feel challenged at all right now, what is your tendency? What is your favorite area of challenge? Now we want to emphasize something to you. And what we want to emphasize to you is this. We are still with you. You know, when we talked to you earlier, we took you through a process earlier. We brought our beam of light around you and surrounded you. We're still there. We're still surrounding you. We're protecting you. We're loving you. We're supporting you. Let yourself feel safe, feel comfortable. Think of your commissioner challenge. Now, you've probably thought about it during the break. You've thought about how perhaps your child self may be reacting to it. Your old adolescent self from the past. Your young adult. The scaredness of the child and insecurity about it. The rage and anger at it and feeling put upon by the adolescent. The response to gloss over it and go in fantasy about it and maybe to try and diminish its impact and to reframe it. Lightly. Maybe your internal parent can critique you about it. Maybe your social ego can remind you of all the failures you've had in the past and how you've struggled with it. And maybe your young adult's slave driver is telling you, yeah, there's so much more to do. You've got so much to do. You've got to work harder at this. You've got to do better at this. You just have to keep at it. You just have to do everything under the sun. You just have to figure it all out. You have to put together a plan. You got to... All those voices have been there with your commission of challenge. All right. Imagine now for a moment that you can just take a nice deep breath, and in a good exhale, you can let go of those inner voices, just at least for a moment. Let us just kind of wash them away from you for a while. Let them go. Let them just go. You know them. You don't have to follow them now. You can just... let them go. And like a waterfall, let our column of light just wash it down from the top of your head. Wash all that stuff, all that debris and detritus and all that negativity and all that dark stuff and sticky stuff and clammy stuff and gunky stuff. Just wash it down your body. All the reactions, responses, emotional gunk, just let it all go. Down through you, down through your hips and down through your legs. Just draining into the ground. Until you're washed clean all the way to the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. Clean, clear for the moment. And let yourself float now in the void. Let yourself just float a bit in the space that's there, in the quiet of yourself. And now find yourself in a beautiful place. You're floating there. You land there. You put your feet down in this beautiful place. It feels powerful. It is. It's a power place for you. You have many of these in your psyche. Select one. Or imagine and create one. Just be there. Just sense yourself in this place and look around and or sense it, or just intuit what it's like, and just feel yourself there, however works for you. Earlier, you freed the child, and you freed the adolescent. So feel within yourself the sense of your inner child feeling satiated and full. Comfortable. It's not nagging you with fears and anxieties of the adolescent, aren't there either. The worries, the rage, the anger. It's not there. Let yourself just feel the comfortableness. Yes, we have not worked yet with the young adult. But here it is now. Here it is now for you. Let the young adult come now. Before you. There's the young adult full of themselves. I know how it should be, how it's supposed to be. I know what I have to do. I just haven't done it good enough yet. Go up to this young adult till you're standing there facing each other, close. Reach out with your hands and take their hands and look into the young adult's eyes, your eyes, the you that you were somewhere between the ages of 19 and 24, somewhere. That you who was fresh, innocent in the world, thought you had it all figured out. That you that's tired, but still pushing to go on, to do better. Say to that self, look, I have a present for you, a birthday present. It's right behind this door. Voila, a door. Take this self now through the door. It may look like the child's or the adolescent's door, but we suspect it'll be much more grand. Young adult does not think in small terms. Close the door behind the two of you. And give the young adult the plan, the fulfillment of what he or she dreamed years ago. That self dreamed the plan, all the trappings of success, the great relationship, the beautiful wife or the handsome husband or the gorgeous lover. Perfect. The greatest sex. The greatest love, whatever it was. The most amazing amounts of money. Success in the world, adulation, making a huge difference on the planet. People coming from all over the world to access the wisdom of this one. This you. And the health. Strong, invincible, eternal youth. The power of that eternal youth with the authority of achievement and accomplishment. And the fabulous lifestyle, whatever it is, whatever you desired then, which still kind of lingers in the back of your mind. The great mansion, the home on the lake, the boat, the private jet, the international business, the movie or film industry success or whatever it was. Be there with it. Give this now to your young adult self. And before they rush off in total glee and saying very victoriously, yes, yes, I knew it would eventually have to come to me. I knew I'd have to win the lottery 3 times. Whatever it is. Say, look, you stay here. Okay? I'm going to go on. I'm going home. I'm returning home for both of us. Will you please stay here? I want your commitment because I'm going off your plan. I'm going off your path. Don't worry about me. Go for it. Go for your life. And the young adult says, okay. Are you sure you're going to be okay? You sure you can do without the slave driver? You say, yes. They go on into their life. There's a part of you that may be wistful. Oh, gosh, I really wanted that. I really wanted all those trappings, all those incredible achievements and all that success. I really wanted all of that. But let that self that really dreamed it have it. And feel it leaving you now. feeling the yearning for that leaving you, draining out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your solar plexus, out of your whole body. Feel it drain out. Feel all that imagination and that fantasy, so attached you've been to it. The spiritual vision, so attached you've been to them. The big philosophy, so attached, let it go. You're going on to something greater. Don't worry. If there's a form that works for you, you can accept that form again from the new you. But let the old part go. Let the old attachments, let the old orientations, let the old yearnings and longings, and let it go. Mourn that past that never was. Let it go. You may feel even an emptiness in your heart. You may feel a sadness. You may feel some kind of strange energy. Yeah, that's a twisted stuff leaving. Let it continue to go. Now turn around. Come back out through that door. Leave all those visions, all those longings and yearnings for those forms, for those manifestations. Leave them there. They were the young adults, not yours. Leave them there. Close the door behind you. Allow yourself to step into the void again, free of that. Now, when you let go of the child, the adolescent, and the young adult, you're letting go of their partners as well. So let yourself feel that they're all gone now, in a sense. They're all out of you. Step into the positives of them. Feel coming into you now is that wonderful, joyous, playful, free, exploring child. Take an in-breath and let that part of you expand in you. Feel the light in you of your child, the healed child. Ah. Almost gives you a giggle. Feel the safety. You're nurtured. You're being taken care of. Everything's great. You're loved enough. You're free to explore and play. And look at life with the humorous twists. Learning about the craziness of life, laughing at it. It's so funny how things are put together. Take in a breath now for the adolescent. The free adolescent now. And let it come into you. Let that energy expand within you. It's always been there. But let that sense of beautiful, strong boundary, a sense of comfortableness being you and your image, a curiosity, engagement, a sense of mastery. Sense your passion. Nice, another breath. Let's get some good passion in here. Let it expand. Come on. The passion and motivation within you to craft something, to create and build something, to fashion for yourself, or to delve into an interest, feel that creative juice in you. Feel the sensualness in your body, the sexuality of your nature. Feel the love, feel the creativity, feel the expansion. And now another breath. We're going to breathe in the young adult now. Expand this incredible sense of vision and possibility, the imagination, the dreaming. The one who can see potential in you. The great idea person that you are. And the enthusiasm for living life. The trusting that everything is unfolding. And reality is so absorbing and so interesting because everything that's coming to you, you can work with and play with and understand and build great visions and build great dreams. To build you, to build the dreams, to enjoy your life. Breathe them all in now, together, integrated. Let this be your new identity. The spiritual adult peace that you are. This is peace of the spiritual adult. The peace of the now. Adult. Sense your identity now. Sense the power that you have. Sense the freedom you have right now. The freedom to redream. Sense the safety of being you. Sense the joy, sense the love of you. Feel good about you. Feel the power, the destiny of you, the meaningfulness, the value, the beauty of you. You hold it in your resonance right now. Right now. Notice that you're not judging yourself now. No judgment. If you hear any naysaying voices, just go, let them go. That's all. Claim the self now. I claim, you say mentally to yourself. I claim this being of light that I am. I claim this powerful, masterful reality creator that I am in the now. I acknowledge and recognize my inner child, inner adolescent, inner young adult, free, strong. I feel the healing and I claim the healed self that I am right now. Now, look at your commissioner challenge. From this place where you are right now, holding the resonance that you are, look at it from this exalted spiritual perspective. See it as something you have called from your universe to manifest for you. To give you the opportunity, or to put the pressure upon you, to grow. To give you the chance to become the you you are right now. See how this information that is coming to you and all the responses and reactions you can make to it can come from the you that you are, empowered, free, loving, safe in yourself. Trust that you are creating a new reality for yourself right now. Make that choice. How are you going to respond to this commissioner challenge? What are you going to do with it? Where can it take you as a spiritual adult, as a powerful reality creator? Don't look for a quick fix, but look for actually getting the spiritual jukes out of it and letting it go. And look out what you can do instead. Look at growing along the lines of whatever this commissioner challenge is forcing you to focus upon. How can you do that from this place of empowerment and light? How can you do that proactively? Just give a thought, get an intuitional flash, just get a sense of it. How are you going to respond to your life differently? And how can you proact? How can you move from the fear to the love? How can you move from looking for how to work on it and fix it and so on to your mastery of physical plane reality? How can you look at it from the place of the magical, joyous, spiritual, divine being? How can you do it actively? On your own, without prompting, without the kick-ass part. Just get a sense of it, a flash of light. And way down in the future, somewhere off in the distance, you can see between your feet and into the distance a path of light. And way down there, you see another self there glowing. Your future, free, healed, loving, creating, expanding, growing, touching, caring, celebrating. You got a touch, a taste. Let yourself come back now and bring this essence of the energy back with you. Back with you into your body awareness, back with you into your space, into your room, letting yourself open your eyes and be back here and bring this vibration with you. You're going to go into a break now. You need one now. All right. We'll be back with you in 15 minutes. All right. Farewell.